County and city councils up and down the West Coast have wrestled with housing supply and affordability for years. This election, local activists are going to the voters in several places to seek stronger action. One such place is the Central Oregon Coast. Another is Bellingham, Washington, where correspondent Tom Bonsi starts our story.
Any of you voters in Bellingham?
We already got it in the mail.
Yep. So awesome. Thank you.
A progressive coalition called People First Bellingham took inspiration from Portland to place a tenant rights proposition on the November ballot. Bellingham Initiative 1 would require landlords to provide relocation assistance to renters who are forced to move because of large rent increases.
Cool. Oh, yes, please.
At the farmers market, campaign organizer Sage Jones canvassed for support.
I had affordable housing, but every year when my lease came up for renewal, there was just this pit in my stomach of being like, is this the year I'm going to get priced out?
Jones says voting in rules like Portland's mandatory relocation assistance would reduce renters' anxiety.
From the conversations we've had with organizers down there, it sounds like it's really helped keep neighborhoods more stable.
The Renter Protection Initiative is actually one of four city ballot measures that People First Bellingham qualified for the November 2 election. The others have to do with police technology, union organizing, and requiring hazard pay for on-site and frontline workers during states of emergency like this pandemic. Washington State restaurant, retail, and grocery industry associations are pouring in money to defeat the hazard pay initiative. The renter protection measure has only a token amount of business opposition. The liberal-leaning Bellingham City Council did vote unanimously to recommend that voters reject all four measures.
As the council has said, we actually appreciate very much what these initiatives intend to do.
But Michael Lilliquist says he and other council members are worried about unintended consequences. He's dubious about requiring landlords to provide relocation assistance to displaced tenants.
That creates an additional cost to the landlords, and they're going to find ways around that cost or to pass that cost along. So it's unclear to me whether or not that will actually protect renters from rising rents.
Voters on the Central Oregon coast will also get to weigh in on rental housing, but from a different angle. A group named 15 Neighborhoods collected signatures to put on the November ballot a five-year phase-out of short-term vacation rentals. It would affect single-family residential zones of unincorporated Lincoln County.
It is an increasing problem, and it's actually getting worse.
Waltport area homeowners Roger and Linda Keene are campaigning to pass Measure 21203 to cut down on party houses, parking problems, and other disturbances of the peace.
And we're looking to restore our residential neighborhoods to what they were when we purchased, expecting that they would be protected from business influence in the area where we live.
The proposed phase-out affects about 500 nightly rentals in Oceanside neighborhoods from outside Yahuts up to Lincoln City. Supporters like the Keens hope phasing out some vacation rentals will make more housing available for local working people who are being priced out of a very tight market. Opponents are spending big to defeat the measure. The opposition is largely financed by vacation rental management companies. They argue the county stands to lose valuable tourist dollars, which support local jobs, like that of landscaper Ron Graves, who voiced an ad.
If we don't defeat 21203, we're likely to all have to pay higher taxes to make up for the lost revenue.
There could have been an even more contentious measure on ballots this November. A charter amendment would have required the city of Seattle to add 2,000 units of permanent and emergency housing for the homeless and keep parks and public spaces clear of encampments. But in late August, a county judge struck the measure called Compassion Seattle off the city ballot because she ruled it went beyond the bounds of what a local initiative can do. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bellingham.